The Torah tells us in beginning of Parashas Bechukosai, Pasuk Vav, Vishvati Chayara Mina Aretz, and I will rid the land of dangerous animals. So what does that mean? I will rid the land of dangerous animals. So it's a famous Torah's Kohanim, the Meshech Chochma, bring down to others, a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And what does it mean? Vishvati Chayara Mina Aretz. So Rabbi Yehuda says it means it literally. You get rid of it. They'll become extinct. They no longer exist. And that's what it means. They will no longer exist. And Rav Shimon says, no. Of course they'll exist, but you're going to make them domesticated. You're going to defang them. You're going to make sure that they're not wild anymore. They become domesticated. As they say, the lion will sleep with the lamb. And the lamb will sleep with the lion. As they say, we don't know how much sleep the lamb will get. But in theory, Rav Shimon says they will be around physically, but they won't be the wild animals anymore. So the Meshech Chochma discusses, the Ragachav, Rav Chaim, a lot of Achronim discuss this. Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon, maybe it's Lishitason in terms of the views in general throughout Shas, perhaps by Hilchos Shabbos, by Melacha Shenitichu Agufa, and other places that, so they point out, Vishbati is also, we have a mitzvah of Tashbisu. We have a mitzvah to destroy one's chametz. Well, before Pesach, we usually do it by Yira, by Yumatzah, to avoid by Yira, by Yumatzah. So the Rambam writes, if one bakes or buys chametz on Pesach, he violates by Yira, by Yumatzah, and he gets makis. The Shaila, the Achronim asks, is, what do you mean you get makis? The Gemara tells us in Psachim that it seems to say that by Yira, by Yimatzah is a lav hanitak liyase. We have a principle that if you violate a negative commandment that could be rectified, you don't have makis. Like, for instance, that you steal something and then you pay back. So since you can pay it back, so you can rectify the lav, so you don't get makis. So since over here, the Gemara says, you could destroy the chametz, you could rectify the lav, so therefore, the kash on the Rambam is, if the Gemara seems to say it's a lav anitak la'ase, and the general rule is, any lav anitak la'ase doesn't get makas, so why does the Rambam say that if you buy chametz on Pesach, you get makas? Why isn't it a lav anitak la'ase? Seems to be against the Gemara. If you're a brisker, it's a difficult Gemara. So Rav Chaim discusses the old, in yeshiva's terminology, Gavra versus Chefza. He says, it's a machokes Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Ein Biyar Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to burn it. While Rabbi Chachamim hold Tashbisu B'chol Dover, flush it down the toilet as long as you get rid of it. Mafk, get rid of it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a din in the chefza. You have to actually get rid of the chametz physically. Well, according to Rav Shimon, as long as it's separated from you, the chachamim say tashbisu b'chol davar. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to actually burn it. It no longer exists. And that's how you're rectifying it. But according to the chachamim, you're not really rectifying it. Else the Gavra, you're rectifying it that you won't own it, but you're not really getting rid of the Chametz itself. So based on Rav Chaim, those want to suggest that it's Lashitas on here. How could the Rambam say, if you buy Chametz on Pesach, you get Makis, isn't it a Lav Anitak La'aseh? Perhaps only according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a lava nita. That Gemara is only going at Libid Rabbi Yehuda. It's a lava nita klase because it's a din in the chefs, so you're getting rid of the chametz. But according to the chachamim, it's a din in the gavra. And that's what we have other Rav Chaims that sometimes points out that the sugi is only like the famous Rav Chaim by Sfiras HaOmer. That how could the Rambam say Sfiras HaOmer is deraisa if the Gemara Menachas says it's a zechu amikdash? And according to many Rishonim, according to both opinions, whether you're counting days and weeks, even Bizman is there. So Rav Chaim points out that the Machlokes HaSugyos, the Rambam's going with the other sugya that gets into Kedushas HaMikdash. The sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha today. But either way, the same thing here. He's saying the sugya is only going to leave the Rebbe Yehuda. But according to Chachamim, it would not be Lavanita Ka'ase, hence the Rambam, and the Rambam passings like the Chachamim. Therefore, no Makkah. And that's why also we didn't, today, this year when we couldn't, usually we burn the Chametz, but we pass on like the Chachamim, so if you flush it down the toilet, you get rid of it, that's enough to fulfill Tashbisu. So too here, if you go back to the Pasuk, Vishpati Chayara, and I will get rid of the land of dangerous animals. It means literally, Tashbisu means it's a din in the chefsa. You're going to get rid of the animals, no longer exist. And the Rav Shimon and Chachamim say no. It's just a din in the gavra, as long as you have separation from yourself. So that's what it means. So the animals will be around, but then they'll be defanged, so to speak. Or, like we have by a malacha shenet shviku agufa. According to Rabbi Yehuda Yechayev, because what you're doing the same malacha. We don't, the kavan is not. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says, is, you know, what you have in mind plays a key role, and therefore, you have, if as long as you're carrying for a different reason, so therefore it would be a malacha she'ina shlicha l'gufa, and therefore, so perhaps I'm not going to point out this machok is here by Vishbati Chayar Menorah has to do with the mitzvah of Tashbisu, perhaps all different Hilchot Shabbos, different machlokas in between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda.